Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.
Well, the Jets with the victory yesterday on a last-second field goal by Sam Ficken. They beat the Dolphins, so they are 5-8 on the season with three more to go. Sam Darnold engineered the final drive, and he joins us now in his weekly segment, the Sam Darnold Report on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Miller Lite and the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. Sam, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How are you today?
Good, guys. Good to get a win yesterday. Yeah.
Now, I know everybody plays for their own reasons, but does the team at all care that that was probably a really important win for Adam Gase against his former team, not to lose to them twice?
No, I mean, that wasn't our mindset going in. Okay. You know, I don't know if that's the case for him personally or anything, but it was just good to get a win. I mean, to get a divisional win, it's always tough in this league, and we were just happy to come out with that one with a win.
What's been the issue on first down? You put yourselves in a lot of those second and longs this year. I think it might be one of the worst in the league. What, have you been able to figure out what has been the problem on first down?
No, I think, you know, we got to keep learning. We got to keep learning from the tape and, you know, understanding everything that goes into it. I think for me, I can be a lot better, especially when we pass on first down and making sure that I get a completion, because I think, you know, making sure that we're in second and, you know, second manageable, and then obviously third manageable, that helps the game a ton, helps our rhythm, helps the flow of the whole offense. And then when we run the ball, I felt like we ran the ball really well yesterday. So it was working for us, and felt like the first half was definitely a lot more smooth than the second half. But I thought, you know, our defense obviously did a really good job that second half of keeping a really good red zone offense, keeping them to 3 points when they got the chance to get down there. So, you know, I thought it was a really good team win, and, you know, just really, really happy for our guys.
Now, you said after the game there are going to be some things on the film that you see that you're not going to like. I'm sure you've looked at it by now. What didn't you like about your performance, if anything?
Just some throws. I mean, I felt like I wasn't accurate in that game. There were some throws that I made, but, you know, obviously the ones that I didn't make stick out a lot more to me. So there were just a couple throws that I missed, and that was really what I was referring to with that.
Now, I don't know if you get caught up in this. You probably don't. But, you know, after what happened the last time you faced Miami, was there a little something extra to try to just to avenge that, to even things up after what happened earlier in the year?
No, I think, you know, the first time we played them, they caught us with a couple different things that we hadn't seen, and, you know, pressure-wise, and I think just making sure that we were prepared for those certain looks that we got. I thought we did a lot better job of handling that in certain scenarios. So I thought from that aspect we learned a ton from that game, and, you know, our offense was ready to go. You know, we played well in the first half. Second half, obviously, like I said, didn't go the way that we wanted, but we got the win. That's all that matters.
Tell me about the rapport that you are obviously developing with Robbie Anderson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Robbie's a great player. Obviously, he's super, super fast. So whenever you got a guy like that who can, you know, separate the way that he can, it helps for sure. You know, I think whenever he was struggling a little bit, you know, on the stat sheet, it wasn't because he was, you know, it's not because he wasn't doing his job. You know, it's just because teams were might have been taking him away with a safety or, you know, doubling him of some sort. So that's usually when the other guys stepped up and made plays for us. So, you know, Robbie's always – he's always been really good for us, you know, especially these last few games. He's had some huge games, and, you know, he's just a really explosive athlete and a really good player for us. And, you know, he's looking to do more of the same these last few weeks.
If Ficken misses that field goal and you guys lose, what do you think is the first thing we're talking about today that didn't go right yesterday?
I think for me, it's you know, struggling to get in the third manageables again, like I said, in the second half, making sure, and like you brought up, like Michael brought up, just, you know, the inefficiencies on first down. I think that would have been the huge key. And for me, it was, you know, making sure that we were staying in second and third manageables. I think that would have killed us. And then some of those throws, like I said, the few mistakes that I made, the inaccurate throws that I made in that second half, you know, I would have, you know, that wouldn't have been fun to watch, you know, especially coming away if we did lose. So, those are just some of the things, but, you know, super, super stoked to be able to get the win. And now I'm moving on to a really good Baltimore team.
Sam, that final drive certainly was helped by the pass interference that New York took a look at and actually called the pass interference. I just get the sense, I wonder if you in the middle of it can get the sense that it's changed as the year has gone on. I don't think that call is reversed in week three, and yesterday it was reversed.
It was reversed all day, too,
Not just the Jets game. Do you think it's changed a little bit?
You know, to be honest, I haven't been paying too much attention to, you know, those calls around the league. I've just been really paying attention to our games and how they've been called, but you know, honestly, I'm not really too in tune with that, you know, for what it's been all year with the officiating in terms of the consistencies and inconsistencies. I just know that, you know, they reviewed it and we got the call. You know, that's all that mattered to me. And, you know, I was just happy the call went our way and that we were able to move the chains and Sam was able to, you know, make a really good kick.
Were you kicking yourself for the sack that kind of took you guys out of field goal range in the middle of that drive?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the plays that I'm referring to as well. You know, you just hate to take a sack in that situation. That's like one of the cardinal sins in 2 minute for a quarterback. So the fact that I did that, you know, it's just, it's not good football and try to stay away from that.
All right, you mentioned the Ravens coming up. Not only the challenge of taking on one of the best teams in the NFL, but doing it on a short week.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be fun, man. I mean, you know, watching tape, they're a good defense with really good players. You know, and we're excited for the challenge. You know, it's going to be fun to go to Baltimore and, you know, face that crowd. It's just going to be a fun week, jam-packed with some football, and, you know, hopefully we're ready to go out and get a win on Thursday night.
What are the challenges? What do you have to shortcut? Because usually you have 6 days to prepare. Now you essentially have 3 days. I don't even know when you're traveling. So when exactly, what do you have to cut out to prepare for the Ravens on a Thursday night?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's just some time that you would normally have to recover. You know, these next few days, or really next couple days, Monday and Tuesday, if you have a game on Sunday, are usually your recovery days. But for us, we're back at work. You know, we're grinding the tape and then, you know, we're also going to get out there and practice a little bit. So, you know, it's really just rest time. We're trying to, you know, jam-pack all the things in mentally that we need to focus on. But physically, you know, it's just about getting back out there on Thursday, getting ready for a game. So that's the only difference.
And you know what the best part about a Thursday game is, Sam? That you're going to be able to come to our Christmas party on Friday because you worked on Thursday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fans are looking forward to meeting you. Well, we wish you, we hope that it's on a happy circumstance after
yes.
the win over the Ravens.
That'd
be
something.
Fun. Yeah. And we wish you good luck on Thursday, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
You got it.
Thanks, Sam.
That's the Sam Darnold Report brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer brewed for more taste and only 96 calories. Miller Lite, hold true. And the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. Learn more about the New York Structural Steel Painting Contractors Association. Check out NYSSPCA.net. Yeah, the sack that he took on that drive, that had a potential to be a killer. So that's something that he just can't do.
Right.
He knows he can't do it.
But, you know, if he tries to throw the ball away like he has earlier in the season, it gets picked off. And it's a lot. These are the growing pains you're going to have with a quarterback of being able to sense the rush, sense the moment, because you don't have a lot of time to make a quick decision. And they survived it. But they're going to have to play much better coming up on Thursday. What a tough situation. I mean, the Ravens right now are rolling.
I mean,
a quarterback that you could have a month to try to figure out. Although I thought the Bills did a good job yesterday, you know, at least keeping him at bay. But You got to figure that team out, and then you do it on a short week, and you got to go on the road.
You just mentioned the throwing it away thing.
Right.
I watched a bunch of the Ravens-Bills game yesterday because, of course, I nailed that pick, even down to the score. But one thing that stands out about Lamar, you know, everyone talks about the athleticism and the decision-making run. When he decides to throw a ball away, for his age, for his amount of experience that he has, how decisive he is when he knows a play's not there and just chucks it out of bounds. It to me, it's the thing that stands out as the most developed of everything that he does. He knows right in the moment, this play is not here for me. And that's the thing that really takes young quarterbacks a long time to realize.
Yeah, he's playing above his years for sure. He's been great. And that's a nice win because you can't take away the enormity of that win because the Bills are really good.
By the way, I meant to say that. I don't know if we're here from Omar today or any other Bills fans. I know you wanted that win. The Bills were driving with a chance to tie the game. You gotta feel good about that performance if you're a Bills fan.
No,
they could beat someone in the playoffs.
But the disappointing thing is the Patriots lost. They could be tied.
Yeah, that's true.
And so if they don't win the division and it comes down to like the one game, because they might beat the Patriots and still, you know, not win the division because of that loss to the Ravens.
This portion of the K-Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Manscaped.com, number one in below-the-waist grooming.
Okay.
Check out their Perfect Package 2.0 and use promo code ESPN for 20% off. Coming up, giving away some Seinfeld tickets. We'll talk to you as well. 1-800, because we love you, 1-800-919-3776, because you listen to the show right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.